Trust not to hold you long. We got a busy day today, so we're going to move along and do what thus said the Lord our God. In the Acts of the Apostles, out of the 10th chapter, I read verses 34 through 38 for your consideration. Supporting scripture this morning coming from Galatians, the 3rd chapter, verses 26 through 29 that you've already heard in your hearing. The Bible reads, "Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of persons, but in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. That word, I say, ye know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached." Galatians 3:26. "For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. But as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." Lastly, the 122nd Psalm, a very familiar passage. "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use a thought or subject this morning. Everybody is welcome to serve the Lord. Everybody is welcome to serve the Lord. God's been too good to us. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through this morning, whatever it is, if you've already gone through it, you owe God a praise this morning. Hallelujah. Somebody know that it wasn't nothing but the Lord. Hallelujah. That stepped into your situation, made everything all right. Hallelujah. That's why we can say in the midst of every storm, you ought to know there's some sunshine somewhere. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. Hallelujah to the name Jesus. What a joy it is just to sing praises to a holy God. It's a joy this morning to be in the house of God just one more time. A lot of people take it for granted that they are here, but you got to understand that there's somebody that would like to be where you are. Their bodies are not able to do the things that they used to do, and they're not able to get to the places that they'd like to go. So a lot of times when you're dependent on somebody else, you just have to go for it, and you just have to trust and pray that God will do what needs to be done in your life. And it's a sad thing that have loved ones that need to be able to come to God's house, and nobody would take the time out to just have a little more patience and a little more understanding, and just to try to get an insight on what it is to love God and to love being in fellowship with God, but to get into the position to where you can't go like you used to go and you can't do the things that you used to do. So while the blood is yet still running warm in our veins, let us be ever so thankful that God has allowed us another opportunity. And then don't let us feel like we're doing God a favor by being here. It's a blessing to be in the house of God. It's a blessing to have a mindset to even want to go. And even though you might not be all that you want to be, aren't you glad that you're not where you was? You see, this is a place of refuge. This is a place of where we can get a little more help and get a closer walk with that man called Christ Jesus. I find this morning that it's only by his grace and his mercy that he's allowed us another chance to assemble ourselves in this time of worship. And when we come to worship God and to praise him for the mighty God that he is. We thank God this morning because over the years, God has blessed us here in this place. Faust Chapel Missionary Baptist Church, where we come to express our love and our adoration for a loving and a merciful God. A God that we declare that supplies our every need. And many of us have become believers of the fact that the Lord is our shepherd. And we shall not want. We believe that it is he that has made us and not we ourselves. The Bible teaches us that he's a jealous God and that we should serve him only. And it's because of him that we even have our being. Don't you know you couldn't have gotten out of your bed if it had not been for the Lord this morning? The Lord is doing great things in your life, even the little things that you take for granted, even the mindset where when God tells you to just open up your eyes and you see the dawn of a new day, and somewhere down in the midst of your mind, you began to just want to tell God, thank you. Anybody woke up this morning telling God, thank you for another day? Don't you know there's somebody that laid down last night and their bodies was in pain and they didn't know whether they were going to make it through the night. And even though they went through last night, God blessed them to open up their eyes this morning. And I don't know about you, but if God had blessed anybody in the house this morning to be on the Lord's side one more time, then you ought to give God a praise in the house. You ought to praise God because it's because of him that we breathe. It's because of him that I'm able to move. God is my sustaining power. And I don't know. I heard William sing a little bit earlier. We owe God a praise. You know, I wonder why it is that you have to be reminded that you owe God a praise. It ought to be fresh in your mind that I owe God something. You didn't get up all by yourself. You didn't feed yourself. You don't give your own self an appetite. God does all of these things for us. Isn't it amazing how, despite ourselves, God still loves us? Anybody in here want to be honest with yourself and realize that you're not exactly where you ought to be? Even though we always like to say, you know, one of my pet peeves now is that we are a work in progress. But even though you're in progress, that means you still ought to be trying to move forward. You ought to still be trying to do the right thing. You ought to be trying to do those things that God would be pleased with. It is God that has brought us through another week's journey. And somebody right now is fighting for their last breath. But those of us that have a portion of health and strength, we ought to give God praise while we have a chance. As we come into the house of God this morning, we got to just think about how good the Lord God has been. Sometimes we use it as a motivating factor. And you hear somebody say, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that the Lord God has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. But now every one of us in here, we ought to be able to have that thought every now and again. You ought to be able to think how good God has been to you. Then when you look at yourself, you realize that, am I worthy of all these blessings? Am I worthy for God to look beyond my fault and to bless my every need? Lord, am I worthy because I realize that I've done some things out of the will of God? But Lord, here I am one more time asking you to do those things that only you can do in my life. Lord, it's me one more time. I got up this morning and I got my mind made up that I wanted to come to the house of God. But Lord, I got to have more than just a coming here. I got to hear what thus said the Lord our God. And then, Lord, don't let me just be a hearer only. But anybody want to be a doer of God's word? Anybody come in here to find out what God wants you to do? Anybody know that God wants you to do those things that are pleasing in his sight? We ought to be somewhat like David, where David said, I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. He loves me so much, and so I love him. And you ought to know that when it comes a time to give God praise, we ought to praise the Lord our God with everything that we have. We ought to be joyful with anticipation of getting to the house of God. See, I had my mind made up that I couldn't wait to get here this morning to declare the word that God had laid upon my heart. But I thank God that on Wednesday night when we were here at Bible study, the Spirit of God moved all through the Bible study. And what I love about it is the joy of the Lord. God's joy will come any time that you want it to come. You don't have to be in a set program on Sunday morning. But how many of you know that God will come by your house? How many of you know that even in the midnight hour, when everybody else is slumbering and asleep, And you start talking to the power of your God. And God began to remind you that I'm not gone anywhere. I'm right here in the comforts of your home. I'm right here by your bedside. I'm the one that will touch you in the middle of the night. I'm the one that when you're going through, I hold your head, my loving arm. And every now and again, when it seems like you're just not going to be able to make it, I'm that God that rocked you in the middle of the night. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Anybody in here ever had a time where you've been down and out and you went to bed and you was all confused and your mind was all messed up, but God began to rock you. God began to remind you that I'm right here. God began to let you know that all you got to do is open up your mouth. Anybody know that you don't have to have a preacher right there in your bedroom? Anybody know you don't have to have the choir to feel the joy of the Lord? Anybody got a song in your heart? A song down in the midst of your mind, and know that every now and again you need to cry out in the name of Jesus. Anybody know that you can call something into existence just by what you believe that comes out of your mouth? I don't care what the doctor said. If you believe in the power of a loving God, if you know that the Lord God is your shepherd, then you ought to be able to say, I stand on the promise of a mighty God. I know that my God lives. I know that my God can do what nobody else can do. That's why David said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Anybody glad to be in the house this morning? Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. O Jerusalem was built as a city that is compact together. So what David said is, he wants us all to come together. We ought to get on one accord. We ought to have a mindset that there's a one thing going on. It's not about me, it's about Jesus. It's not about one individual, it's about the power of a loving God. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. And let us exalt his name together. Us mean all of us. Anybody come in here to exalt God? Anybody come in here to lift up the name of Jesus? Anybody know that if we trust God, that God would be in the midst of this house? God is in the house this morning. And if you want the Lord God to do something in your life, you ought to be glad that the Lord God is on your side. See, a lot of us, we got a problem with one another. We got a problem loving one another. Got a problem doing the thing that God would have us to do. But I want to let you know this morning that it's time for us to trust the power of a loving God. We got to know that with God, we can make some things happen. With God, I don't care how many times society say no. God has a yes in his spirit. Every time a door is closed up in your face, you better learn how to open up another door. Anybody in here ever had that mindset? Somebody told you wasn't going to never be nothing. Said you wasn't going to be nobody. But the Lord God saw different. The Lord God began to bless you. The Lord God made a way out of no way. I want to let you know this morning that everybody is welcome to serve the Lord. It's not just my God. It's not just Rich's God. It's everybody's God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. But when the Lord God taught us how to pray, Jesus said, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Is he not your Father? Can you not call on him in the middle of the night? Anybody call on the power of a loving God? Anybody know that God is a God this morning that does not have respect of person? It does not matter what track you were born on. It does not matter what you got in life. A lot of us like to think this morning that it's because of who I am and that's why I got what I got. But I want to let you know that it's about the power of a loving God. The scripture has concluded that all of us have sinned. All of us have come short of God's glory. But how many of you got faith in the power of God? Faith is such as a thing hoped for. Evidence the things not seen. I believe that there is a God somewhere. I believe that God is the God that will let us know that he is the schoolmaster. He is the one that will teach us. He is the one that will lead us. He is the one that will guide us every step of the way. Well, I want to let everybody know, when we say everybody is somebody, don't have pics of who we like and who we don't like. Anybody in the house this morning got some folk that you don't like? Well, I stop by to tell somebody that the Lord God said, love your enemy as you love yourself. Everybody got to learn how to love the power of a mighty God. For the Bible declares that you are the children of God, and you are children of God by having faith in the power of Jesus. Is there anybody in the house that can say, I got faith in God, and I want to show you my faith by the work that I got in God? I come to tell somebody that it does not matter who you are, whether you're a Jew or a Greek. It doesn't matter whether you're bond or free. You might be bound in your life, but I come to tell somebody that it's time to take the shackles off. It's time to believe in the power of a loving God. I want to tell somebody that whether you're male or female, we are all one in Christ Jesus. If we be in Christ Jesus and the Lord God be in us, is there anybody in the house that know that they are there? An heir to the promise of God. See, God promised the children of Israel that I'll take you to the promised land. But I want to tell somebody that the promised land just wasn't enough. For my God said, I'm going to build a new Jerusalem. I'm going to build a place where everybody will be somebody. I got a place for you to go, where when you get there, there'll be no sickness there. There'll be no trouble there. I want to tell somebody that I made this promise to the Jews, my chosen generation, but I found out that they were just like anybody else. Anybody read the word of God? They sinned on the left, they sinned on the right. They did some right and they done some wrong. Many times they fell out of the will of God, but I heard the Lord God say, go to the Lord God in prayer. Offer up sacrifices. Anybody in the house this morning? Is there anybody got something that they want to lay on the altar? You don't need a lamb or a goat. You don't need to build a fire. All you got to do this morning is believe in the power of God. I stopped by to tell you about a man by the name of Cornelius. Cornelius was a devout man that loved God with all of his heart. But Cornelius was not of the Jews. Jewish nation. I want to tell somebody that God can bless a Greek, God can bless a Jew, God can bless a black man, God can bless a white man, God can bless any man. And I stop by to tell every man, every woman, every boy, every girl, that the God I serve, that sits high and looks down low, he is a God without respect to person. This old man named Cornelius, he was sitting in his house one day praying to the Lord our God, and all of a sudden the Bible declares around the ninth hour that he saw a vision, and in this vision there was a shining light, and in that light the Bible declares that that light was an angel, and the angel said, I want you to call for Simon Peter. I want you to call on him. Have him to come down here. Tell you everything that's on his mind. I stopped by to tell somebody that Cornelius heard what the Lord God said. When you have a vision, when the Lord God speaks to you, you better learn how to work on that vision. You better learn how to follow through. For the Bible declares, Cornelius called everybody together of every nation, all of his kinfolk. In other words, he called the family members. He called all of his friends. Now, I want you to get here in a hurry, because I done sent for a man by the name of Simon Peter. He is a man of God, and God's going to send that man here. And when that man get here, I want you to hear, I want you to hear what said the Lord. Now the Bible said that when he called on him and they went down to a city called Joppa, when they got down there, they found Simon Peter just like the Lord God said. But I like what Peter said. Peter said, I'm not going to argue with you. I just want to know, what do you want with me? What is it that you sent here for? But I want to let you know, you'll find out when you get there. Sometimes when God said go, stop asking questions, stop being in denial, stop having doubt in your mind. But when the Lord God said go, you better go and see what the end gonna be. I believe that when Simon Peter got there, the Bible declared that old Cornelius, when he came through the house, Cornelius fell down at his feet, said, "Oh, man of God." But old Simon Peter said, "Get up from there. I'm a man like you, a man. Don't bow down to me. But there is one greater. There is one greater. And I perceive that this man that I'm talking about, his name is Jesus. He don't have respect to person. It doesn't matter what color you are. Doesn't matter what substance you got. Everybody is somebody. I want to let you know that you better trust the power of God. Cornelius believed the word of the Lord. And I just stopped by to tell everybody that everybody is welcome. Everybody is welcome to serve the Lord our God. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your past holds. Let your yesterday be your yesterday. But today is the day that the Lord God has made. And you ought to rejoice. Be glad that God has allowed you to see another day. Everybody is welcome to serve the Lord. Because Peter said through the words of God that God has no respect of persons. He realized because he allowed Peter to know. So many have been saying, don't eat pork. Don't eat this. But the Lord God gave him a vision and allowed a sheet to fall from the heavens. And in the midst of that sheet, there were all kind of beasts, four-footed beasts, and beasts that he knew that they believed were not clean. But the Lord said in the vision, kill it and eat it. Peter said, no, Lord. They're unclean. They're uncommon. But sometimes God allowed you to go through one thing to get you to see something else. It wasn't so much about the meat or the animal. But what he was trying to get him to understand is that God has no respect of persons. You're not all that just because you're a Jew. God loves the Gentiles as well as he does the Jews. Jesus died for all of us. And the Bible says that if we believe in faith that he died for us, then we all have the right to the promise because we are seeds of Abraham. Don't you know you ought not allow nobody or nothing to take your joy away? You deserve to have everything that God wants you to have. And I'm a reminder that what God has for you, it is for you. There are some folk that may say, don't mingle with them because of this, that, or the other. But you let God be the judge. The Bible declares, and I'm finished, that God is a God that is not, that does not have respect of persons. So, Jew, Gentile, bond, free, male or female, we are all one in the body of Christ. So let us allow Christ to be Christ. And let us be the sheep. God forbid you turn into a goat. But if that's your desire, it's your will, it's your life. But do know this. The sheep, he's going to gather, put them on the right, save them for safekeeping. But the goats going to burn up in hell. So you make your choice. Everybody is welcome to serve the Lord.